Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was thinking about Josh Allen, man. What a life he has got right now. And I know that they lost that championship game, and that's got to bother him to the Kansas City Chiefs again, but he's getting married to Hailee Steinfeld, who is a beautiful actress who was very successful in her own right. He was just on his bachelor party down in Florida playing golf with his quarterback buddies and doing a Bob Does Sports video and going to TGL. How about that? On his bachelor party, he recorded with the Bob Does Sports guys. And now he gets a six-year, $330 million contract extension, which is just wild. Yeah, just absolutely wild. And, you know, I'm totally numb to these numbers now. I mean, it doesn't even register in my brain any longer.
It's Monopoly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all. It's like it's fake money at this point. Here's all I would say, and good for him. And, you know, I don't make as much as he can. That's great. And he's a great player. There's no taking that away from him. You just hope, and I know the salary cap is going up, but just don't end up like Joe Burrow. I just hope for his sake that they can spread the money around elsewhere where they still have a complete team and they can compete, because you saw the Bengals not make the playoffs with Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow. They missed the playoffs because they essentially had nobody to play defense.
Yeah, I mean, their defense was a pure atrocity. You know, the Chiefs have somehow figured out a way to do it.
Yeah, because they have. So I've said this, and I do believe this. If there's one person that deserves to make, you know, the most money on the planet in terms of, you know, athletics, it's Patrick Mahomes, because he's done the most with, I think, less. Each year they get stripped away more and more, and yet they still find ways to win. And this year they weren't a great team, and yet where'd they end up? They ended up in the Super Bowl. I know they got destroyed, but they ended up in the Super Bowl, and he's won already, and he's worth his weight in gold. For all these other guys, like I know you want to make as much as you can, but what I don't understand and will never understand is, if winning is so important to me, why would you not say, listen, I know you can give me $350 million. I'll tell you what, I'll take $250, take the other $100 million and get me a couple of edge rushers. Like, if that's the whole idea is trying to win, they're already wealthier than they'll ever be. Their families for the next, I don't know, next three generations will never have to work a day in their life if they don't want to. Why would you not, and I'm not saying sell yourself short, but do something to help spread the money around so that you're not top heavy like a lot of these teams are?
Yeah, I think, well, Tom Brady was really the only one who took less money, but Boomer would always say that there had to be, and this was his speculation, it was not him presenting it as fact, but he said he wouldn't be surprised if there were other things that Robert Kraft did to help him out, and sort of supplement that money that he was losing. But you know, I also think that there is this whole Players Association thing too, that it's like, all right, you can't take less money. You've got to take the top dollar.
So then I'll ask you the question I always ask, and I never really seem to get a straight answer. So is it about winning or is it about getting rich?
It's about it's more about getting rich than it is about winning.
That's all. Exactly. I just wish someone would say that.
No. Well, I think most of us know that now. Like even Juan Soto. So Juan Soto does this interview, and it was with a Spanish podcast, and he said that the Mets didn't offer the most amount of money. There was another team that did. Okay. That other team had to be the Dodgers, and it had to be some sort of deferment situation where he was going to get paid till he was 110 years old.
I actually thought it might have been Toronto because they were so desperate, but you're right. It might have been the Dodgers. Yes.
Well, the reason why I didn't think it was Toronto is because it came out that they offered Vladimir Guerrero Jr. less than $600 million. Like, that was that offer. So are they going to...
Should it have been more?
Well, but here's the thing. If they were going to offer Juan Soto $800 million or whatever more than the Mets did, and then their own guy who's going to be hitting free agency, they're going to offer $200 million less than?
I think he's better.
Yeah, but I just...
Yeah. I mean, you had the whole Aaron Judge, Juan Soto thing we talked about. You know, is Judge going to be okay making significantly less than Juan Soto? And we all said, well, Soto's younger and better.
Yeah, I also think, though, if it was more money and it was the same type of situation where he had the signing bonus thing and money up front, that he probably would have gone to Toronto if it was the most money. I believe that he was going where the most money was. I just think that with the L.A. thing, he wanted the stuff now. I want this money now. I want this signing bonus now. I don't want to have to wait. I'm not going to do the Shohei Ohtani thing.
Deferment sounds so awesome, though, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, either way, it sounds great.
I know it does.
Influx of cash right away, or you get paid forever.
I know, but at least with the deferments, I mean, I guess you could run your credit up, but at least with deferments, you know you're getting paid and paid and paid. Look at Bobby Bonilla. He's still getting paid, which is incredible. But the idea of if you make $750 million, not to get into all the tax stuff, but let's say you make $750 million and half of that is deferred, you are still getting a fat paycheck, and you're getting a fat paycheck until you die, basically.
Yeah. Like, that's true.
A lot of guys do go broke, maybe not with $750 million, but a lot of athletes go broke.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're in there, especially NFL guys who maybe just play for a couple of years. Like, I was thinking about Kadarius Toney. Like, that, I mean, he's not going to get another opportunity.
He's going to have to go work for a living.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Yeah, well,
he's
tough on him. We all have to work for
him. No, I know, but I'm just...
He blew it.
Of course, he did blow it. But I was just thinking, like, that's a guy that it's going to run out quick.
I always love the notion that the athlete's career is so short. All right, then go get a damn job when you're done. Like, are you that good in life that you can't go work like the rest of us?
True.
I mean, we're working with a guy who is an NFL MVP. He works every day. He's getting paid well. I'm not saying he's not, but, you know, sometimes you actually have to work after you're, I don't know, 32 years old.
That's true, but not as much anymore. Not as much anymore with certain
guys.
No, but
if that does happen, tough. Go work for a living.
Let's go to Al in Spring Lake. What's going on, Al?
Hey, I just had a question whether or not you think Josh Allen's going to have a prenup with his fiance.
Doesn't she make a lot of money too, though?
She definitely does. I don't think as much as he does, but she definitely does. I would imagine that when you're of that level of celebrity, Al, that those things are pretty much, I mean, you have to do it. And then, you know, it's one of those deals where they don't talk about it themselves. They probably have their own people talking about
How impersonal is that? That you really want to marry the person then when your representatives are talking about your financials?
I mean, I think you kind of have to, right? You kind of have to.
How does that go at dinner? Your people talk to my people? Are we square?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, yes. I actually think that's the way it works.
My God, man.
I mean, if you're Josh Allen, you tell me you're not getting a prenup? You're marrying, how many of these celebrity marriages, like, last?
How much does she make? Like, if those parts are maybe not equal, but at least she's done well, too, I think you could probably get away with it. But you're right. If it's just someone he meets randomly and she's just a regular person like you and me, then, yes, I would I could see asking for the prenup. Absolutely.
So, apparently, I don't know. She's somewhere. This is Sports Illustrated. Net worth of $25 million. So, he's far
away. Net worth
of
a lot more than that.
Yeah. But still, I mean, it's pretty good.
It's very good. But what he just got is far and away 10 times that, more than 10 times that.
And it's got to be a prenup. Do you think that Belichick, when he gets married to Jordan Hudson, does a prenup?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, at least in his case, he's 70-something years old.
Yeah, if they're together when he dies and he gives her everything and, like, his kids don't get anything, that's going to be one hell of a few minutes at the lawyer's office, huh?